The British part of the story actually took place in 1708 when they invaded the island. One of the first things they did was to move the capital from Ciutadella to Mahon and build the military barracks here at Escastel.
The Place L'Esplanade served as the old parade ground, and if you're into military history, you might want to pop into the museum that has a few uniforms and rifles to look at. And to be honest, I've always been a little bit worried about anywhere that has to show you pictures of what the food should look like.
Which is why I've come to Fornells, a pretty little town in the north of the island, famous for its great restaurants and excellent lobster stew. The narrow cobbled streets boast fine old palaces hidden away behind high walls, while Baroque and Gothic churches are still very much in the Spanish style. A major restoration project is underway to bring back some of these old facades to their original best. It's a lovely place to spend a day, and particularly pleasant in the evenings when the locals come out for a bit of a promenade.
To enjoy some of the best views of Mahon, you're going to have to take to the water, and what better way than a leisurely boat trip around the harbour.
Monte Toro is the place to come if you're looking for some pretty spectacular views. It's Menorca's highest peak, and on a clear day you can see most of the island from its summit. It was once a military lookout point. Today it transmits the island's TV and radio signals, but it's always been Menorca's spiritual centre. Now, in ancient times, the rest of Menorca referred to the Mahonians as dulces, which means sweet, not because they're sweet people, although I'm sure they are, but because of their love for sweet pastries like this.